The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text number 2 through 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in February of 1969 in Los Angeles.
Verse number 2. What is called renunciation is the same as yoga, for making oneself supreme. For no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification.
Here is the point of yoga practice. Yoga means to join. Now, in our conditional state, although we are part and parcel of the Supreme, but we are now separated. The same example, this finger is part and parcel of your body, but if it is separated, amputated, it has no value. But so long it is joined with this body, its value is millions of dollars and more than that. If there is any disease, you can spend any amount to cure. Similarly, we at the present moment, in the cognizant state of material existence, we are separated from God. Therefore, we are so much reluctant to speak of God, to understand about God, our relationship to God. We think it is simply a waste of time. In this meeting, everyone knows that this temple, Krishna Consciousness Temple, is speaking of God or any church. People are not very much interested. They think this is a kind of what is called recreation in the name of a spiritual advancement. Otherwise, it is simply waste of time. Better this time could be used for earning some money or enjoy in a club or in a restaurant. Sense enjoyment. So, detraction from God means sense enjoyment. Those who are too much addicted to sense enjoyment, they are not, eligible for yoga system. Yoga system is not that you go on doing all nonsense in sense gratification and in simply sit down meditation. This is simply colossal work. It has no meaning. Yoga system first is the sense, controlling the sense, yam yam. There are 8 different stages of practicing yoga. Yam, niyam, asana, dhyana, dharana, pranayama, pratyahara, samadhi. So, in the beginning, first of all, we shall speak in this chapter. Lord Krishna will teach you what is yoga system. Therefore, in the beginning, Krishna says that for no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. So, anyone who is indulging in sense gratification is a nonsense. He is not a yogi. He cannot be a yogi. Yoga system is strictly celibacy. No sex life. That is yoga system. No one can become a yogi if he indulges in sex life. The so-called yogis come to your country and say, yes, whatever your life can do, meditate, I give you some mantra. These are all nonsense. Yes, it is an authoritative statement that no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. This is the first condition. Go on.
Verse number 3. For one who is healed by the Eightfold Yoga System, work is said to be the means, and for one who has already attained yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means.
Yes. There are two stages. One who is practicing yoga to reach to the perfectional platform, and one who has attained the perfectional platform. So long one is not on the perfectional platform, just trying to do it, at that time there are so many works that asana system, yam, yam. So generally in your country there are so many yoga societies, they display this asana system, how to sit down, different postures, that helps. But that is the process simply to get on to the real platform. They are simply means. Real yoga system, perfection, is different from those bodily gymnastic process. So there are two stages. One stage is trying to reach the perfectional platform, and another stage is one who has reached the perfectional platform. Go on.
Verse number 4. A person is said to have attained yoga when, having renounced all material desires, he neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in fruited activities.
Yes. This is the perfectional stage of yoga system, yoga practice. A person is said to have attained to yoga. That means, yoga means connection. Just like the same example. Suppose this finger was out of my body. Or don't take this finger, take any machine part. It is out of the machine, lying idle. And as soon as you join with the machine, it works, a different function. Katakat, 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 it works. With yoga, it has been joined. Similarly, we are now differentiated. These material activities, fruitive activities, they have been described simply wasting time. Mudha. Mudha. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as mudha. Mudha means rascal. Why? Such a big businessman, you say, rascal, why? He's earning thousands of dollars daily. But they have been described, mudha, rascal, because they are working so hard, but what he is enjoying? He is enjoying the same amount of eating, sleeping and mating. That's all. As a man who is earning millions of dollars daily, that does not mean he can enjoy mating millions of women. No. That is not possible. His power of mating is same, one who is earning $10. His power of eating is the same with the man, one who is earning $10. So he does not think that my enjoyment of life is the same amount with the man who is earning $10. Then why I am working so hard for earning millions of dollars daily? Why am I spoiling my energy in that way? You see? They are called murha, navang duskrita. Actually, he should have engaged, when he earns millions of dollars daily, he should have engaged himself, his time and energy, how to understand God, what is the purpose of life, because he has no economic problem. So he has got enough time, he can utilize in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. But he does not take part in that way. Therefore he is murha. Murha means, actually murha means ass. So his intelligence is not very nice. A person is said to have attained yoga when having renounced all material desires. If one is in perfection of yoga, then he is satisfied. He has no more any material desire. That is perfection. He neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in fruitive activities. Fruitive activities are also, fruitive activities means you earn something for sense gratification. One is practically engaged in sense gratification and one is collecting money for sense gratification. So, the fruity activity is suppose pious activities. Pious activities according to Veda, everywhere, if you are virtuous, if you give some money in charity, it is virtuous activities. If you give some money for opening hospital, if you give some money for opening schools, free education, these are certainly virtuous activities. But they are also meant for sense gratification. Suppose if I give in charity for distributing education, then in my next life I will be getting good facilities for education, I will be highly educated, or being educated I shall get nice post. But at the end, what is the idea? If I get a good post, if I get a good position, how do I utilize it? For sense gratification. Nicely. That's all. Because I do not know anything else. And that is fruitive activities. If I go to heaven, a better standard of life. Suppose in your America, a better standard of life than India. But what does this mean, better standard of life? The same, eating, sleeping, in a better time, that's all. You are not doing anything more. They are also eating. They are eating some coarse grain. You are eating very nice thing. But eating, not beyond this eating. So, my better standard of life does not mean any spiritual realization. A better standard of eating, sleeping, making, that's all. So this is called fruitive activity. The fruitive activity is also another pattern of sense gratification. But it is on the basis of sense gratification. And yoga means connection with the Supreme. When the Supreme is connected, as soon as, just like Dhruva Maharaj, as soon as he saw God, Narayan, that boy was undergoing severe austerities. penances to see God. He saw. But when he saw, then he said, Shamin kitarthosmi barangna jase. My dear Lord, I am now fully satisfied. I don't want to ask anything, any benediction from you. Yes, what is benediction? Benediction means you get very nice a kingdom, or a very nice wife, or very nice food stuff, very nice. These things we consider as benediction. But actually, when one becomes connected with God, he does not want any such benediction. He is satisfied, fully satisfied. Shamin kitathosmi, varang na jach. The history of this Dhruva Maharaj, I have told him many times, that he was a child, 5 years boy, old. He was insulted by his stepmother. He was sitting on the lap of his father. He was crying. And his stepmother said, oh, you cannot sit on the lap of your father because you are not born in my womb. Said, because he was a Kshatriya boy, although 5 years old, he took it a great insult. So, he went to his own mother. Mother, stepmother has insulted him like this. He was crying. The mother said, what can I do, my dear boy? Your father loves your stepmother more. What can I do? No, I want my father's kingdom. Tell me, how can I get it? Then mother said, my dear boy, Krishna, God blesses you, can get. Where is God? She said, oh, we have heard God is in the forest. Great sages go there and find out. She went to the forest and underwent severe penances, and he saw God. But when he saw God, Narayan, he is no more anxious for the kingdom of his father. No more anxious. He said, my dear Lord, I am satisfied, fully satisfied. I do not want any more my kingdom, the kingdom of my father. He gave the comparison that I was searching out some pearls, but I have got valuable jewels. So, that means he is more satisfied. When you actually connect yourself with God, then you feel yourself many millions times satisfied than enjoying this material world. That is God's reality. That is the perfection of yoga.
When a person is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is pleased in himself, and thus he is no longer engaged in sense gratification or in primitive activities. Otherwise, one must be engaged with sense gratification, since one cannot live without engagement.
Yeah, that is the part. We must have engagement. We cannot stop. The same example. You cannot stop a child working or in activities. By nature, we are living entities. We must act. It is not possible to stop activities. So, just like it is said, an idle brain is a devil's work. So, if you have no good engagement, then you will have to engage yourself in something nonsense. Just like a child, if he is not engaged in education, he becomes a spoiled child. Similarly, our two business, either material sense gratification or Krishna consciousness or bhakti yoga or yoga. So if I am not in yoga system, then I must be in sense gratification. And if I am sense gratification, there is no question of yoga. Gone.
in consciousness, one must be always seeking self-centered or extended selfish activities. But a Krishna-conscious person can do everything for the satisfaction of Krishna, and thereby be perfectly detached from sense gratification. One who has no such realization must mechanically try to escape material desires before being elevated to the top rung of the yoga ladder.
Yoga ladder, it has been compared with a ladder, just like steps. In a big skyscraper house, there are steps. So, every step is a progress. That's a fact. So, the whole step, ladder, may be called the yoga system. But one may be on the fifth step, another may be on the 50th step, another may be on the 500th step, and another may be on the top of the house. So although the whole ladder is called yoga system or staircase, but one who is on the fifth step, he cannot be equal with the person who is on the 50th step. Or one who is on the 50th step, he cannot be compared with the man who is on the 500th step. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, bhakti yoga. It is stated with the name yoga, because the whole ladder is connected with the topmost floor. So, every system is connected with God, Krishna. But that does not mean every man is on the topmost floor. One who is on the topmost floor, he is to be understood in Krishna consciousness. Others, they are just like 5th or 50th or 500 lives. The whole thing is called ladder.
Verse number 5. A man must elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. Purport. The Sanskrit word asha, soul, denotes body, mind, and soul, depending upon different circumstances. In the yoga system, the mind and the conditioned soul are especially important. Since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, Atma here refers to the mind. The purpose of the yoga system is to control the mind and to draw it away from attachment to sense objects. It is stressed herewith that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of initiates.
In the Ashtanga yoga system, these whole yoga system, dhan dharana, they are meant for controlling the mind. Don't make sound. Mind, unless you control the mind, in the beginning it is said, a man must elevate himself by his own mind. Mind is a driver. The body is the chariot or car. So, just like if you ask your driver, please get me into Krishna consciousness temple, the driver will bring you here. And if you ask your driver, please get me in that liquor house, the driver will drive you there. The driver's business is to drive you wherever you like. Similarly, your mind is the driver. If you can control the back, if the driver takes your license, that wherever he likes he will take it, then you are gone. Then your driver is your enemy. But if your driver acts on your order, then he is your friend. So actually, the yoga system means they control the mind in such a way that he will act as your friend, not as your enemy. Actually, the mind is acting as my, because I have got little independence, because I am part and parcel of the Supreme, who has got full independence, therefore I have got little independence. The mind is controlling that independence. If mind says, all right, let me go to the Krishna conscious temple, and the mind can say, ah, what is that nonsense? Krishna, let us go to some club. So mind is driving him. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is to fix up the mind in Krishna. That's all. He cannot but act as friend. You see, he has no scope to give anyone place. As soon as Krishna is seated on the mind, just like as soon as there is sunshine, the sun is on the sky, there is no scope of darkness. There is no possibility. Darkness will never come before the sun. Similarly, Krishna is just like sun. You keep Krishna on the mind, the maya, darkness will never be able to come. That is the first class yoga system. That is the perfection of yoga system. One whose mind is so strong that mind will not allow any nonsense to come in, then where is your fall down? The mind is strong, the driver is strong. He cannot take you anywhere unless it is there. So, the whole yoga system means to make the mind strong, not to deviate from the Supreme. That is perfection of yoga system. Savai mana krishna padaravindaya. One should fix up, just like Ammuris Maharaj fixed up his mind, only on Krishna. And there was a fight between a great yogi, Ashtanga yogi, Durvasa Muni. Maharaj Ammuris, he was a king, he was a householder, he was a counseling man. A householder means he has to take account of counseling pence, dollars, cents. King, he was actually king. So Durvasa Muni was a great yogi. He was envious of this king. That, how is that? I am so great a yogi, I can travel in this space, and this man is ordinary king. He cannot show such jugglery of yoga system, but still people honor him most. Why? I shall teach him some lesson. So, he picked up some quarrel with the king. That's a long story. I shall state it some other day. So, after all, he was defeated. And he was directed by Narayan to take shelter at the feet of the king, Maharaj Ammuris. These are instances we see from authoritative scripture, that he was simply keeping Krishna in his mind, and he defeated the greatest yogi. Durvasa Muni, he was so perfect yogi that within 1 year he traveled all over this material space and beyond the material space in the spiritual space, that went directly to the kingdom of abode of God, Vaikuntha, and saw the personality of Godhead personally. Still he was so weak that he has to come back and fall down on the feet of Maharaj Ammuris. But Maharaj Ammuris, he was ordinary king, he was simply thinking of Krishna, that's all. These instances you will see. Therefore, the highest perfection of yoga system is to control the mind. And you can control the mind very easily if you keep the lotus 2 feet of Krishna within you. Simply think of Krishna and you are conquered. You are victorious. You become the topmost yoga. Because after all, the yoga system is yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to control the senses. And above the sense, the mind. So if you control the mind, the senses are controlled automatically. Your tongue wants to eat something, nonsense, but if your mind is strong, mind says, no, you cannot eat. You cannot eat anything except Krishna Prasad. Then tongue is controlled. So, senses are controlled by the mind. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramanaha. Our mind body means senses. So, the senses, my activities mean sensual activities, that's all. But above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the intelligence. And above the intelligence is the spirit soul. So if one is on the spiritual platform, on the soul platform, then his intelligence is spiritualized, his mind is spiritualized, his senses are spiritualized, he is spiritualized. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Because actually the spirit soul is working, but he has given his power of attorney to this nonsense mind. He is sleeping. But when he is awakened, the master is awakened, the servant cannot do anything nonsense. Similarly, if you are awakened in Krishna consciousness, your intelligence, your mind or your senses cannot act nonsensically. They must according to that. That is spiritualization. That is called purification. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richat. Bhakti means to act spiritually. How you can act? You have to act with your senses. Therefore you have to spiritualize your senses. Meditation, stopping action means stopping nonsense. But acting in Krishna consciousness is transcendental. That's why you have to stop your senses acting nonsense. But that is not perfection. You have to act nicely. That is the perfection. Otherwise, if you don't train your senses to act nicely, it will again fall down to the nonsense acting. So you have to give engagement to the senses to act for Krishna. Then there is no chance of fall down. That is Krishna consciousness.
In material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in the material world because of the mind's ego, which desires to lord it over material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted by the glitter of material nature. In this way, the conditioned soul may be saved. One should not degrade oneself by attraction to sense objects. The more one is attracted by sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in material existence. The best way to disentangle oneself is always to engage the mind in Krishna's service. The Sanskrit word hai in this verse is used for emphasizing this point, i.e., that one must do this. It is also said, for man, mind is the cause of bondage, and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense object is the cause of liberation. Therefore, the mind, which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, is the cause of supreme liberation.
Yeah. There is no chance. Mind being engaged all in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of its being engaged in Maya consciousness. The more we engage our mind in Krishna consciousness, the more you keep yourself in the sunlight, there is no chance of getting into darkness. That is the process. If you like, you are at liberty. You can keep yourself within the room in darkness and you can come in the broad daylight. That depends on your choice. But when you come in the broad sunlight, there is no chance of darkness. Darkness can be eradicated by light, but light cannot be covered by darkness. Suppose you are in a dark room, you bring one lamp, the darkness is over. But you take something dark and go to the sunlight, so it will fade out. So Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka. Krishna is just like sunlight, and Maya is just like darkness. So, what darkness will do in sunlight? You keep yourself in sunlight, darkness will fade just upon you. This is the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Keep always yourself engaged in Krishna consciousness activities. Maya will not be able to touch you. Because there is no possibility of darkness become influential in light. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that when Vyasadev, under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada, by Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Pranihite Samma Pranihite Amale, Bhakti Yoga na Manasi. He says, mind, Manasi means mind. When enlightened by Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Life, Bhakti Yogena Manasi, Sammak Pranihite Amale. When the mind becomes completely freed from all contamination, that can be done by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogena Manasi, Sammak Pranihite Male, Apasat Purusang Purnam, he saw the Supreme Personality of God. Mayāṁ jagat apāśrayāṁ, and he saw this Māyā just on the background. Apāśrayāṁ. Light and darkness, along with, just like here is light, there is darkness also here, little darkness. The darkness remains under the shelter of light. But light does not remain under the shelter of darkness. So, where they saw Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and this Maya darkness, apāśrayāṁ, just under his shelter. And who is this Maya? That is explained. Jaya sanmohito jīva. The same Maya, the same illusory energy which has covered these conditioned souls. And who are those conditioned? Janaya sanmahita jiva, atmanam trigunatmakam. Although the spirit soul is as light as Krishna or God, although small, but he is identifying himself with this material world. Jaya sanmahita. This is called illusion. When we identify ourselves with this matter, jaya sanmahita jiva atmanam trigunatmaka paropi manute anartha. Although he is transcendental, he still is engaged in nonsensical activities. Paropi manute anartha tat kritancha vipaddate, and he acts dictated by this maya. These are very nicely explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto you'll find, seventh chapter. So, our position is that we are spiritual spark, lightning fast, spark. But now you are covered by this illusory energy, Maya. And you are being dictated by the Maya and acting and becoming entangled more and more in material energy. And you have to get out from this entanglement by this yoga, or perfect yoga of Krishna consciousness. That is yoga system. All right.